This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtime with Rich Kimball. On this day, February 16, 2018, Barbara Ann Alston, vocalist for the Crystals on their hits Da Do Run Run, Then He Kissed Me, and There's No Other Like My Baby, dies at the age of 74 after contracting influenza. On this day in 2017, Michael Jackson's 1982 album Thriller is certified 33 times platinum after the top brass at the Recording Industry Association of America changed their rules to include individual tracks and streams. On this day, 2015, Leslie Gore, who placed 11 songs on the Billboard Top 40 between 1963 and 1967, including It's My Party, Judy's Turn to Cry, She's a Fool, and You Don't Own Me, dies of cancer at the age of 68. On this day in 2013, Tony Sheridan, who used the early Beatles as his backing band during their days of playing clubs in Hamburg, Germany, dies following a long illness at the age of 72. On this day in 2005, Yusuf Islam, the former Cat Stevens, is awarded substantial damages from two British papers, the Sunday Times and the Sun, which printed articles alleging he was involved in terrorism. Both newspapers apologized to the 56-year-old musician for the false and highly defamatory allegations. On this day of 2004, Doris Troy, who hit number 10 in 1963 with the song Just One Look, dies of emphysema at the age of 67. She was working as an usherette at the Apollo Theater when she was discovered by James Brown and went on to work with the Rolling Stones, Humble Pie, Pink Floyd, George Harrison, Dusty Springfield, and Carly Simon. And on this day, February 16, 1968, a rock and roll idol receives a Grammy for Best Sacred Performance. The album would go on to be certified triple platinum. What's the album? Who is he? And what's the best-known single from this Grammy Award-winning album? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at DunnettInc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, February 16th, 1968, a rock and roll idol receives a Grammy for Best Sacred Performance. The album would go on to be certified triple platinum. The album was How Great Thou Art. The single from the album went to number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100. Here's Elvis with Crying in the Chapel.
You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment. Now I'm happy with the Lord. Just a plain and simple chapel where humble people go to pray. I pray the Lord that I'll grow stronger as I live from day to day. I've searched, but I couldn't find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Now I'm happy in the chapel where people are of one accord. Yes, we gather in the chapel just to sing and praise the Lord. You'll search, but you'll never find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Take your troubles to the chapel down on your knees and pray.
Knees and pray.
Then your burdens will be lighter, and you'll surely find the way.
And you'll surely find the way.